From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. They did not confirm that he is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in airport security camera video alongside two men who blew themselves up there. Organizers have postponed today's March for Solidarity in Belgium after the country's interior minister appealed to residents not to attend because police are too stretched with the investigation into the attacks. Emmanuel Follon is the march organizer.
I think the most important is the safety of the citizens. So, of course, we wanted to organize a march, but if there is any risk, we have to cancel, and we will postpone it. And there will be demonstration, organized or not organized, because people need to be together and to live together, and they need also to have solidarity in their life.
31 people died in Tuesday's attack. More than 250 were wounded. Also in the news, a suspected suicide bomber detained before she could detonate explosives happened in a town in Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria. She says she's one of the girls kidnapped from a Nigerian school in 2014 by the insurgent group Boko Haram. A local leader said the 15-year-old girl looked tired and malnourished, and she could give them very few details of how she and other captives were treated. Syrian government forces have moved deeper into the Islamic State-controlled city of Palmyra, recapturing several neighborhoods. Palmyra used to attract tens of thousands of tourists every year. Islamic State took the city from the government in a matter of days in May of 2015. This is VOA News.